Cleveland Browns, a horrible football team. So what does that make the Steelers? Let's ask Ray Fittipaldo about this.
Everybody loves Raymond.
All right, Maddie, I thought you were going to let me down there.
I did for a second, but I recovered.
You got to have everybody loving Raymond.
You got to get back to the line of scrimmage and get set, Falsey.
I called an audible at the line. Can I do that?
And then if you don't get set and you drop a couple passes, you're allowed to rip your bosses after the game, right? Hi, Ray.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Oh, working on 2.5 hours sleep, so I've been better.
Did Ron behave himself? Did Ron behave himself in the press box?
Absolutely. He always does.
All right, Ray. I mean, there's a million different things I could ask, but would you go to Pickett now, and do you think Tomlin will, or was he talking definitively, I think he used that word after the game when he said that's absolutely not going to happen?
Yes. I mean, I think he said that for a number of reasons. He doesn't want this to become a storyline, number one, but, you know, number two, and I think most importantly, he doesn't want to make a change after three games, especially after a game in which Mitch Trubisky actually looked the best he has all season. And that might, you know, that might be saying very little considering, you know, his stats were still very average overall. But I think, you know, what he did in the first half of that game and considering the limited number of possessions in the second half, you know, because the defense couldn't get off the field, you know, I think the offense, I mean, I think the defense was much more to blame in last night's loss than the offense. So I don't think this is the time to make a change. I think we could see that perhaps by the bye week. But, I think Mike kind of shot that down now, like I said, for a couple of reasons. He doesn't want this to be a storyline going forward.
Ray, did you think the play calling was better last night? They took some more shots down the field. You know, we were talking about the play, the bomb to Deontay. Looked like Ward might have grabbed his arm, maybe could have caught the ball. They did take some shots. I don't know why they didn't throw to Freiermuth until late in the game, though. They still really didn't go down the middle much.
Well, I think they kept Freiermuth in to help Chip. They kept Najee in to Chip a lot on, you know, on their rush ends, specifically Myles Garrett. So, I think they went to Freiermuth late, you know, because they were kind of desperate and, you know, they were playing prevent at that point. So I kind of get why Freiermuth wasn't involved. But, you know, to answer your question, I thought the play calling was better. But you still have to find a way to generate more than 3 points in the second halves of games. I mean, you can't go into these games and, you know, think scoring 17 or 20 points is going to be good enough. And, you know, you play in close games and you're not effective as an offense. You know, stuff like Thursday night's going to happen to you an awful lot, especially when your defense isn't playing well.
One for nine on third down doesn't help either, does it?
No, it doesn't. And listen, like I said, Trubisky can be better. I think he will get better. You know, I think overall that game against the Browns was his best game of the season so far.
What would you identify as the number one culprit in the run defense last night? I mean, it's a good running team, but that can't happen. Does it start up front? Like, who specifically are we talking about last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw they had I tallied it up, Jeff. They had four runs of 11 yards or more. So obviously the front seven wasn't doing a good enough job to you know, to stop those guys at the line of scrimmage. But then secondarily, you saw on that 36-yard run by Nick Chubb, you know, Minka missed a tackle. Terrell Edmonds couldn't cover last night. He couldn't tackle either. So the defensive backs certainly play a role in that. You know, I think they had 171 yards. You know, I think probably 40 or 50 of that could be pinned on some missed tackles by the linebackers and the defensive backs on the second and third levels of the defense. So I don't want to pin it all on the front seven, but we were all told that Tyson Alulu's return was going to help in the run defense. That hasn't happened yet. You know, the one thing, and I got to rewatch this game, but they've been playing six defensive linemen and they've been rotating pretty liberally. Maybe it's time to play your best players more often, get away from that rotation, and maybe maybe the run defense will be a little bit better too. I know people were grasping at straws, but that front seven hasn't nearly been good enough in the first three games.
Ray, you know the guy that's really growing on me is Jaylen Warren. I like how he runs. Now, I know he put the ball on the ground last night, that fumble. They were fortunate that Deontay recovered it. I like how that kid runs, and he shows me some bursts too.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had that big shovel pass catch down to the 15 that was negated by the Okorafor penalty. Or, you know, his stat line would have been even better. You know, the fumbling is an issue. It's been an issue going back to the preseason. You know, Tomlin made him carry a football around Latrobe, you know, for a week or two in the latter stages of training camp because it was an issue. But, you know, he put him back in the game. They showed confidence in him. I actually would have liked to seen a little bit more of him after the fumble yesterday. I understand why he sat him initially, but 30 yards on four carries in the first half. He did not get one carry in the second half. You know, I get the discipline. He's a rookie. You got to teach him a lesson. But to me, he was one of your best offensive players in the first half. I think you got to try to go to him and get something out of him in the second half, too.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette on the Nemacolin fan hotline around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. And you can text us right now on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So, I'm looking at the snap counts right now. Hayward played 78% of the snaps, the most of any defensive lineman. And after that, it was Ogunjobi at 67, Alo-Alo at 54. I don't know, Ray. I don't know where to pin the blame here. Is Alo-Alo washed up? Have you noticed him, other than on his back last night?
Well, I mean, you make a good point. I don't want to draw any conclusions after just three games, but I do think it's a valid point to talk about the age of this collective, of this defensive line as a collective. Lulu is 35 years old. Cam Hayward is 33 years old. And Ogunjobi, I think, is 28, but he's coming off a foot injury. And, you know, I'm not coming out and saying that Cam Hayward is slowing down at the age of 33, but you don't see a lot of those impactful plays that you saw from him in seasons past over the first three games, maybe one here or there. Now, a lot of that, Joe, has to do with the fact that they're not stopping the run. And so Cam Hayward can't get a one-on-one with the guard and push the guard into the quarterback's lap and, you know, and get a sack and, you know, get noticed like that. So all of this comes back to the run defense. But I do think you make a good point. Eventually those guys are going to age out. And they're going to decline. And we saw this issue with the Steelers offensive line. They didn't really address that until it was too late. And they better hope that this isn't happening early for this defensive line. They got to hope Alulu has something left. And they really have to hope that Cam Hayward can get back to his all-pro form. But again, stop the run, and I think you might see some more all-pro plays by Cam Hayward and company.
Ray, you know, Tomlin's never had a losing season, and I think we all around here, I mean, a lot of people picked 10-7, 9-8. Could this be that this just is not a very good football team all the way around?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ron, if they don't find a way to beat the Jets and they're 1-3 going into games against the Bills, the Buccaneers, the Dolphins, and the Eagles, then, yeah, you're probably going to see Mike Tomlin's first losing season. You still might see it, even if he's 2-2 after the first four games. I mean, we've been talking since April about how brutal the schedule was early in the season, the first half of the schedule. And yes, it does lighten up in the second half, but you got to be around 500 to be relevant in the second half of the season. If not, you know, Mike's going to have a hard time keeping that streak alive. So, listen, the offense is still very much a work in progress. They're young. The defense isn't nearly playing up to the level they have to. So, yeah, I would be very concerned right now that streak is about to come to an end.
All right, Ray, an interesting night for Deontay Johnson. He played more than any receiver. In fact, him and Claypool played significantly more than Pickens. He had a couple plays. He appeared to have a couple drops. I contend on the bomb down the left sideline that his right arm was held in the third quarter there. But he, any way you look at it, he also was called for sort of a delay of game. I don't know what to call. He didn't get back to the line in time, which was a critical penalty. And then he seemed to take a shot at the coaching staff after the game. Do we have that, Falsey, or no?
I believe this is it right here.
Listen to this, Ray.
It could be anything when it comes to them. But when I say them, the coaches are, you know, not throwing them on the bus or whatever. But, you know, we can only do what they tell us to do and make plays, and that's about it.
Not going to throw him under the bus, but I just backed the tires up over him. What about his night?
Joe, I tend to call his drop on the play, the third down play. I put that down as a drop in my book. I mean, if you're impeded by a defensive back to the degree that you can't catch a football, then you better sell that, and you better force that official to make a call on that. And Deontay Johnson didn't either. Not only did he not come up with that catch, but if he was interfered with, he didn't sell it. So, to me, a receiver you're paying, what are they paying him, $18, $20 million a year? He's got to come down and make that catch. Listen, he's the number one receiver. He did have 84 receiving yards, but he also had a couple of mistakes too. I just think, you know, when you're the number one receiver and you're in that situation where the game I still think was 16-14, and you can continue to matriculate the ball down that field in that situation, that's a play you got to come up with. So, you know, I gave the receivers a D in my report card, and I think that third down play played a big role in that.
Boy, way to ride with Hank Stram on matriculating the ball down the field, Raymond.
I like that.
Obviously, Pickens made – this is 3 weeks in a row that we've seen spectacular catches. Deontay, the first game, the two-point conversion, the second game – and then Pickens catch yesterday. Did they still use Pickens enough? I know they threw to him seven times, but it just didn't seem like enough.
Yeah, like I said at the top, like I thought the offense was okay in the first half, and I think it's okay to be balanced. The running game was really good, and they threw a few passes downfield, but it was very much, 50-50 in their approach. And then in the second half, they didn't have a lot of opportunities. I was just doing some research before you guys called. The Browns ran over two drives, consecutive drives. The Browns ran 25 plays, 18 of which were runs, and they chewed up 13 plus minutes off the clock, and that's how they took control of the game. So I understand the offense only scored 3 points in the second half. I'm just here to tell you that they really didn't have ample opportunity to continue to build momentum off of what they did in the first half. So, listen, the offense can be better. It should be better at this point of the season, but I can't pin the blame on them for this loss. I put this one squarely on the shoulders of the defense.
What do you mean they didn't have ample opportunity to build on what they did in the first half? They had the ball multiple possessions in the second half and screwed it up every time. And if they're having a drive of their own, that means the other team isn't. And they kept going three and out three different times. Why couldn't they mount a drive of their own? That negates the other team stuffing it down your throat when you have the ball and maybe score some points. They had three second-half points. They were 1-for-9 on third down. They went 3 and out 3 times, and you're absolving them?
Joe, do you want Mitch Trubisky to throw the ball 30 yards down the field and then run and go catch it too?
I don't want them going 3 and out 3 straight times in the second half against a crappy defense. That's what I don't want.
You can't put the ball in a better place than he did to Deontay Johnson.
I would say catch it. So you are blaming the offense for that if you're blaming Deontay.
Yeah, I'm just not blaming Mitch Trubisky. I mean, I just got done telling you that the receivers got a D. I just think there are certain plays in football games that have a big impact. And if you look at that illegal man downfield penalty, that was huge. That killed that drive. And then that Johnson drop killed another drive. There's only a limited number of possessions in every football game, Joe. And when you make big mistakes like that, you're going to get behind the eight ball.
Well, we definitely agree on that offense screwed that
I'm
up.
I'm curious, and we always go over your report card. That's because your grades usually kind of mirror what Starkey got when he was in school. Not very good grades. What did you give the quarterback?
C plus. You know, and mostly because of what he did in the first half. You know, I thought he was fine. I thought he made some throws in the second half, and you know, his receivers just didn't come through for him. So, I mean, the highest grade I gave, I think I gave a B minus to the running backs. But after that, I gave Trubisky a C plus, and everyone else, I think, had a C or worse.
Ray, what did you think of Najee?
I think he was better than he was last week. You know, I think Warren is a very nice complimentary back. I think they should continue giving him, you know, 30 to 35% of the carries. I think they could even increase that a little bit. You know, I think that would have been the case yesterday if he didn't fumble. But, yeah, I think that's a nice little tandem they got going. I think Najee's really good in pass pro. Najee's really good as a receiver, too. So he's an all-around back, and I think, you know, what they have in Jaylen Warren, he's an all-around back, too. I think that's a really good 1-2 punch if, and this is a big if, they can possess the ball more than 24 minutes a game, which is barely what they've done in the first three games of the season.
Ray, you know, we had all said going in that the offensive line would destroy this team. They've actually played better than I thought they would. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think, you know, they had some help from running backs and tight ends yesterday staying in the chip. And, you know, you saw that foreshadowed on Tuesday when Mike Tomlin talked about it. He was not going to drop a game plan that allowed Myles Garrett and those other guys to have one-on-one opportunities against their tackles. So, you know, I thought good game planning on their part. I think Mitch was only sacked two times, but yeah, I mean, I think by and large, from a pass protection perspective, they've been solid, and I think the running game has improved each week as well. So we'll see if it can continue. But yeah, I mean, I think based on what I saw in the preseason, I think these guys are much better than what I thought they would be three games into the season.
Ray, in light of having a defense that couldn't stop the Browns pretty much the whole night, would you have gone for it on any of the following fourth downs? 4th and 5 from the Browns' 41, first drive of the third quarter. They wind up taking a delay and punting. 4th and 6 from your own 10 with 4:20 left, down by 9. Or 4th and 1 real late when the choice was kick a field goal. It was actually less than 1, 4th and half a yard. Real late when the choice was kick a field goal now and do an onside or try to get a touchdown and do an onside. Any one of those you would have gone for it or no?
I understand why he didn't do it on the first instance. They still had a lead. I think he got a punt away there. And I understand late where, you know, time is a factor. You got to kick the field goal there. I actually thought about why didn't he go for it when they were deep in their own territory, because you kind of knew the game was getting away from them at that point, and it was going to take, you know, another miracle or another, you know, bad finish by the Browns to win that game. So I think that's the one that's a little bit debatable. But those other two, no, I can't fault Mike Tomlin for punting it away on the first occasion or kicking it and then doing the onside kick on the last one.
Ray, you're a wonderful man, a dedicated patriot, a spiritual guru, a giant in the business, and one of Ron's best friends. We appreciate the time.
I would agree with absolutely all of that.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
See you, Raymond.
Goodbye, Ray. Ron, would you like to follow along with Ray's report card next?
I do. I got a question, though. That
yes.
Please. See, late in the game, I've committed to writing the defense, okay? So I'm not paying a lot of attention to the offense. This is from our friend Neil Riddell.
Yes.
Should Pickens have caught the late ball in the end zone?
The late ball in
when
the end zone.
He got one hand on it,
I believe. Oh, where he could have used two hands. First, I would argue yes, Ron, but you know what? I'd have to see more angles.
First and 10 at the Cleveland 26. Trubisky pass incomplete deep right to Pickens.
It was the one where Pickens tips it with one hand. The dude intercepts it, but he was out of bounds. And I think, but I don't feel comfortable saying this because I have to see it from more angles.
Yeah.
It looked like he tried to make the same catch as he did earlier in the game. And could have
used
two hands. You're
allowed to use two hands. You don't have to catch them one hand.
I don't know.
Didn't Trubisky say that in one of the preseason games? like after the second one or something, he said, I told our receivers, you don't have to make one-handed catches.
I don't know if it was his only choice there, though.
You don't have to get on. But, I mean, he said that before, I remember. Yeah. You know, you don't have to try to be on SportsCenter with every catch.
Well, that's nice of him to say, but his throws have been so inaccurate that guys have to make one-handed catches.
But my point is that I didn't see the play. That's what I'm asking you if he needed,
well,
he could have.
I don't know, honestly. It's debatable. But I do know on the one-handed catch that Pickens made, he had to make that one. On the one-handed that Deontay made, he had to make that one. On the one-handed one that Chase Claypool made at the goal line against was it Cincy?
Cincinnati, yeah.
That was an inaccurate throw. So I would say to Mitch, throw it better, and guys will use two hands more, Ron. But I don't know about that one.
I did think about that whenever Pickens made that play. I was looking at the replay, like, could he have gotten another hand in there?
It was a legit question, I think, on that one.
It was.
All right. Ray's report card. I thought he had some interesting grades last night. Some very, very interesting grades. Ones that I differed with. We're going to follow along and give our own grades for the game last night.
You know, it's funny with the report card. And it was the same when Dulac did it and Ray did it. You know, no matter what we write or anybody else write, the number one thing that always trends after the game is the report
People
card.
Love that.
People
so do I.
That.
I mean, it's fun. It's easy. It's like Jeopardy, Ron. It's like trivia. Trivia in any form people are drawn to. Grades in any form. That's why they grade the draft. They grade the game. They grade everything. Right?
It's the trending story now.
We give ourselves grades sometimes.
We do.
Yeah, we're usually F minuses.
Right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Professor Cook. Let's hand out our grades here. Let's follow along with our friend and yours, Mr. Ray Fittipaldi, who starts out with the quarterback. Is this still it's still the highest trending thing on the Post-Gazette. How about that? Let's start out with the quarterbacks. He gives Trubisky a C+ here. He says, didn't get a lot of help. Generally, it sounds like Ray thought he had a slightly above average performance. That's what it tells me if you give somebody a C+.
I'd probably eliminate the plus. I'd probably go C. Made some good throws. Played better. Ran better a little bit. Again, we're setting the bar very low. I'd eliminate the plus. I'd probably go C.
I'd go B-, Ron. Do you like that? B-. I thought he was above average. I thought he was victimized by his receivers, by one possible. Either way, whatever happened on the bomb down the left sideline to Deontay, Trubisky made a gorgeous throw. Should have been a completion or a penalty, in my opinion. And it wasn't his fault that Chooks, would that have been a 35-yard play?
From the 50 to the 15.
I think they go up 8. They have all momentum there. They really do. And then there was another drive late where Deontay didn't get back to the line in time. They may punch that in for a touchdown. Having said that, you know, he wasn't perfect by any means.
1-9 on third down and 3 points in the second half.
Right, but I just mentioned a bunch of those third downs that weren't his fault.
Right.
They weren't his fault. He actually made really good plays and throws and was victimized by his receivers or other circumstances. But at best, he would have been about 50-50 on third down, even if things had gone well. And yes, Ron, your point is very well taken. Just in the end, not enough offensively. I just don't happen to think that he was the main culprit in that last night. So I'm giving him a B-.
Exactly why he won't be benched.
He was good enough to not be benched. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yep. He's not going to get benched.
Nope,
I believe Tomlin after
the
game.
Jets.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is going to be part of the coach's grade, though. What about Matt Canada? Did he have a better night, too?
Yes.
Better.
So no thoughts of replacing him going into next week?
I mean, I would have a thought of replacing him at any point.
Me
but
too.
But it's hard to replace somebody when they get better at their job on a given night.
Right.
Yes, no. Canada was better. He was better. It looked different. It looked more of what I would think of when I would have imagined a Matt Canada offense. Design rollouts. Kirk Herbstreit said it very well when he wasn't calling Kenny Pickett Ryan for half the night. He said they're changing Trubisky's launch points. I thought that was very well stated and smart of them.
I didn't hear that conversation.
But does it make sense to you, changing his launch points?
I guess. I didn't notice that, but I wasn't watching him that close. He's a quarterback, so he would know.
No, but he meant rollouts, changing his, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how he throws the football.
No, changing where he's.
We've seen him throw it off the back foot a few times.
Yeah, no, he was talking about he's rolling right, throwing from there. He's rolling left.
That makes
keeping him clean.
A lot of sense to me.
I thought that Matt Canada had a better night. Again, if we go over why they went three and out in the second half, it was more player malfunction other than the quarterback to me. Kevin Dotson. False start.
That hurts a drive.
Trubisky was sacked on one. And we've already talked about the beautiful throw to Deontay. Late in the game, Deontay not getting back to the line. Things like that. You mentioned Pickens, Ron. Does he need to come down with that in the end zone? No. Canada and Trubisky are not my culprits. I'm sorry from last night.
The Chooks play as well.
The Chooks play was the biggest mistake of the game.
Yeah.
That's actually a well-designed play by Canada.
And
so
it worked.
Quite the opposite,
Ron. You know the one play I love best, the Browns, that they double reverse flea flicker?
That was a great
play.
But
he threw it, instead of looking downfield, he had like a screen set up on the other.
Yes.
And it went for like 11 yards, but I forget who made the tackle. It would have gone for a touchdown.
It was a great tackle.
It was such a great call. I loved that play. And I loved the execution of it, too.
It was beautiful. He had a convoy in front of him. It was a great call.
Herbstreit did a great job of breaking that down, too, where he was like highlighting the line, how they're just kind of hanging out on this side of the field.
They
don't
played
pay
possum.
Attention to us.
Yeah, they all played possum like the play was
usually
over.
Usually you see a flea flicker, you're throwing it way down the field.
Right.
But he threw it like a little screen.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was a thing of beauty. I'm not blaming Canada and Trubisky. I'll say it loud and clear. I'm blaming almost everybody else on the offense, though. Like, the line actually had a better game too, but they made critical mistakes.
But their play in and play out was better.
Better, yes. I agree with that.
And wasn't necessarily a problem. They just made a few mistakes, penalty-wise. Couple.
Yeah, a critical play that ruined the game.
I know.
Other than that, not much.
Yeah.
Running backs. Ray gives them a B-. Najee and Jaylen Warren ran well in the first half, held in check in the second half. Warren did not get a carry after gaining 30 yards in four carries in the first half.
I'm giving
him carries.
I'm giving him carries, too. I thought he ran every bit as good as Najee did.
That's something you
I thought he ran better.
Canada.
You want to go that far? Go ahead. I'm not going to argue with you.
That's something you can knock Canada, I guess, for, is not getting the ball in his hands
and
more.
Tomlin
is that
might
his
not,
call?
Tomlin might have said, hey, he fumbled again. We're not putting him in. He did fumble. I mean, he had a long run. But he fumbled and Deontay fell on.
Yeah, I don't think Tomlin's in position with this meager offense to be Mr. Disciplinarian. I just don't.
No.
Okay, he fumbled, you know?
But it's not the first time for him, Joe.
Is it his first fumble of the year?
I think he fumbled all through camp and then in one of the preseason games.
Okay.
He hasn't had that many carries in the regular season.
Yeah, he's fumbled once since the games count. I don't know, man. I don't think Mike Tomlin's in position to say with this offense, I'm going to take away a guy who's producing just because he put the ball on the ground. I don't think so anyway. I don't think I'd rather see him with the ball, you know? Other guys dropped the ball. Did he rip Deontay out of the game?
Yeah, he had two drops.
You know? Receivers, he gives them a D. Deontay led with 8 catches. Claypool had another drop, he had a drop. Pickens had a one-handed catch. We saw that to help set up the first touchdown. He gave him a D. Ron?
Probably. Maybe a C-, maybe.
Nader?
Yeah, not much argument for me, really. It kind of bothers me, too, though. This isn't on the wide receivers, but this offense still acts like Deontay Johnson's like their only weapon. I mean, he got 8 catches. How many targets? Probably 10 targets.
I'll tell you in a moment, Bolsey.
And that was a lot more than anybody else. I mean, we could spread the ball
Pickens
a little
got seven.
Bit more
Pickens
than
got
that.
7 targets, so it's not a lot more.
It felt like Pickens, a couple of those were the desperate late.
I mean,
like
targets
he wasn't. It felt like Pickens wasn't part of the designed offense, honestly.
Johnson, 11 targets.
I give the receivers an F in this game. Sorry, but Deontay Johnson, too many gaffes that were incredibly costly. Claypool did have a drop. What else happened? Anything?
The Claypool offensive pass interference. Kind of a weird play.
A huge play in the game.
Was that? No, I didn't see a replay. Was it a pick play? Is that what they called?
Yeah.
It was a weird play, I guess. Yeah.
Pick play? It was, yeah.
That's a huge play.
I know.
So was Pickens going off.
It's a momentum killer.
Imagine what we'd be talking about if they recover that onside kick and Pickens went offside. They get an F in this game. They're too good to have a game like that, especially against that secondary. I don't think that secondary's very good. Did you see Denzel Ward on the on the Jaylen Warren play? Just stands and watches the play. It's unbelievable if you get a chance to watch that on replay.
What, the one that went to the 15-yard line?
Yeah. He was a spectator, Ron. James Harrison would have body slammed him if that was a play 10 years ago. He would have thought he was a fan on that play. Just awful, the receivers last night, I thought, overall. Except the great catch by Pickens.
Well, absolutely.
Actually a legendary catch. That'll be the best catch of the year.
Pretty amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And maybe a D-. I upgrade them just for that catch.
Just for the catch.
Disastrous night for Deontay. And then rips the coaches afterward. How about make plays when
you
need
to? All we can do is run what they call.
How about make plays when you're called upon? How about getting back to the line when you're desperate? He pulled a Chase Claypool from last year. He didn't get back to the line.
I guess it's possible to have a bad game when you still have 8 catches for 84 yards
Vivid example of that I remember was Antonio was ticked that he didn't get thrown to in Miami. And literally, they're running a two-minute offense,
yeah.
And he jogged back.
Yep.
And all those offensive linemen are just staring at him. He was pouting is what he was doing.
You got to get back. All right, Ron, back to the report card. The O-line, our friend Ray Fittipaldo, gave a C to the offensive line. Run blocking strong in the first half. Didn't get a chance to stay with the run. I question the phrasing of that from our Ray Fittipaldo. You always have a chance to stay with the run, except on the last couple drives when you're down by 9. I thought they got away from it just a little bit, Ron.
They ran better, but I still wasn't overly impressed with Najee last night.
No, less than 4 yards a carry again.
Yeah, I'm just not, and then you see Nick Chubb run. Man, does he look different, doesn't he, to me?
I mean,
he explodes.
Yeah.
And he also, Najee's real good for fighting yards, but Chubb just carries you. He's always going forward.
And he's a home run hitter.
To me, too, and he can break one.
He's a different quality of back. There's no doubt about
that. So, what did Ray say, C?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say that.
Yeah, no, the Chooks play cost him the game, maybe. That's like a semester of little quizzes and you fail the final exam. No, they get a D, Ron.
Okay, I can live with that, too.
That was a gigantic mistake. I thought the biggest play of the game. Defensive line. Because they go up by 8 if they score a touchdown, right? They have the Browns reeling at that point. And their offense was never the same after that drive. For the second week in a row, the run defense faltered late. Browns ran roughshod in the fourth quarter, 80 yards rushing in the fourth quarter.
No sacks. I mean, 2 sacks, but both from high. Ogunjobi had half of one.
He'd give him a D. You?
Yeah. I wouldn't give him any better than that.
How could they not get an F?
How many quarterback hurries? 4 quarterback hurries.
How could they not get an F?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something they did well, but I can't.
I mean,
I'm just looking. 4 quarterback hurry. Highsmith had a nice game. 2 hurries, 2 tackles for loss, a sack and a half.
He leads the NFL in sacks, even as we sit here, Ron. 4.5, but the rest of the league has a game. He has a game in hand.
A game in hand, if you will.
But still, that's an impressive stat.
Ogunjobi had 2 good plays early, and then I didn't notice him much after that.
I know. Something went terribly wrong. They get an F. Linebackers, or Falsey, I'm sorry, I ignored you there.
F
for the defense.
F.
How can they not get an F?
Yeah, they get an F.
They got physically dominated. Like, what raises
it
to
worse
a D?
As the game went on.
Yes.
It got worse.
Linebackers, Steelers missed T.J. Watt, Ray says. Highsmith had a sack. Malik Reed, Jack Bush. They stunk. They get an F for on.
A lot of tackles, but, you know, how far down the field. Yeah, I would probably say that, too.
Gave him a C-.
Well, Highsmith had, some big plays. And, again, Jack had 12 tackles. Bush had 11.
Well, somebody's got to bring people down 7 yards into your defense, right?
Usually it's Minka, who, by the way, I didn't notice last night at all.
They stayed away from him. And
I know we haven't got to the secondary yet, but
the under talked about part of this is Jacoby Brissett, I thought, was outstanding. He carved them up and I thought created the ability to run whenever they wanted. I mean, when you have to fear him.
He looked a lot better than Mac Jones did last week, I'll say that.
Do you think the Steelers should have signed him instead of Trubisky? Who's the better quarterback?
I thought Dulac had a story at some point before they signed Trubisky that they might be interested in Jacoby Brissett.
Maybe they should have been. Maybe there could have been a Brissett train.
Can
we hear the old
train.
Trubisky
You'd
train?
You'd have jumped on it anyway.
By the way, did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick halftime?
Ripped me off with the Trubisky train, yeah.
Tooting the Trubisky train.
Can we go back?
Ripped him off. Now,
he stole it.
Pompeiani's the guy, though, that discovered Trubisky, right?
Yeah, he did. Can we go back to a time when we were young and innocent, Folesy? They had just signed Trubisky. We were all happy, wondering what might happen. Let's hear what we were thinking back in March before all of this. Woo-hoo! It's the Trubisky train. Those were the days, Ron, weren't they?
Now play the one that has since followed.
There's got to be a worse one now, even than this one.
This is the after the second game anyway.
It's the Trubisky train.
He has covered both ways. You know, if he's good, they play the one. If he's bad, they play the other.
How about the secondary? Now, the secondary, he gives an F. Come on, Ray. I mean, how can you not give him an F?
Right.
Witherspoon was god-awful. He just got shredded.
Right. I'm wondering if he's going to be out for a while. He was limping badly with that hamstring.
And by the way, back to the linebackers, Ron, Njoku beat a couple of them like a drum. Come on. And then Edmonds, just when we're complimenting him yesterday, he gets beat for two touchdowns.
He was beaten badly, I thought.
They stunk. Yeah, he's right about this. F.
Yeah. I mean, the whole defense, as an overall grade, we gave him an F, and I think that's deserved.
Special teams. Boswell missed a 49-yarder. Gunner made an ill-advised attempt to return a kickoff out of the end zone. Presley Harvin, less than 42 yards per punt. He gives him a D. I think he's being kind. I give him an F-, Ron.
Yeah, they didn't do much. Didn't do anything right?
Yeah. The only difference they made in the game was a negative one, and that's
bad.
But the
Browns' special teams weren't very good either. The kicker missed an extra point.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, their guy tried to run it out.
There was a slight positive when Killebrew, got his fingertips on the
– They suck.
That was it.
I'm tired. I just felt like saying that. Sometimes I blurt out nonsensical things, Folesy, and I apologize.
Sometimes you crumble.
Sometimes you blurt out nonsensical. Sometimes.
I feel like I'm going to tip over here, Ron.
Well, you did pass out yesterday, remember?
I know.
He literally collapsed on the desk.
I collapsed.
His forehead hit the desk.
Coaching. Mike Tomlin used two timeouts in the first half because of confusion with the sideline operation. Are we ever going to get over this, Ron? Can they get the personnel packages out on the field that they need to do? Come on. The defense has been around for a while for the most part now. Have they not? Yes?
Yeah.
Terrell Austin has been around. Flores is a genius, supposedly.
Was he wondering why they didn't get a first down there at the end of that game whenever it was the 4th and 5 turned into 4th and inches before they kicked the field goal?
I don't know.
What was he arguing about?
I'm too depressed to think about that. Yeah, what was he arguing about?
Was he asking them whether
he should have gone for it or what?
The only thing I could think of is that he thought it was a 5-yard penalty and it was 4th and 5. So
it was a 5-yard penalty.
So maybe
he thought he
was going to get a first down out of that.
Well, that's an interesting thing.
But sometimes.
Because I was confused about that.
4th and 5, they can take off 5 and it's still a half
inches.
A yard short.
Yeah. I mean, and it was, you could clearly see, and this is another one I went back and looked at, it was 5.5 yards. Now, are you supposed to give him when it's technically 4th and 5, or do you do an exact placement of the ball?
Exact placement of the ball.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So was it a time issue he was arguing?
I don't know.
It was such a bad game. The game was delayed. I turned to my wife at one point. I said, I just want this to end. I want to go to bed. This game sucks.
To show you know what? It was only around 3 hours. It was, I mean,
I know, but they were, because they ran.
Unbelievable.
Because they ran the ball the
At
whole
one
game.
Point, Zeiss says something to me. He's there last night. Game's moving along fast. And then it slowed down badly.
But yeah, you never say that out loud.
And then the defense, I thought Canada actually had a pretty good game myself, but overall an F minus for the coaches too, Ron. Yes?
Not a minus, but I'll settle with an F.
Knee?
Sure.
What about just knee for you?
Yeah, I don't know. Where is that?
I don't know. It was a combination of Nader and Folsy.
And just knee. You've done that a few times.
Yeah, knee.
I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you want to do, Joe.
Thank you, knee.
It's your world.
Who's coming up next? Jeff?
Jeff Hathorn.
Jeff was on hand last night.
You saw him last night?
He was on hand last night. I saw him.
Let's get Jeff to opine on these matters.